Hello again. Welcome. It's Connoisseur's Corner. This is Jordan Rich, along with my good friend Matt Robinson, a writer about town, and his own website is mattsmeals.com, spelled M-A-T-T-S, and then a hyphen, and then the word meals, mattsmeals.com. All right, we talk about everything. You don't always have to be going out to a fancy restaurant. If you're hungry, you might just want to grab a little granola bar, and you've got a new granola to introduce to us called Golden Girl. Tell me more. Is it Betty White involved in this in any way?
Maybe Rue McClanahan. I'm not sure. I was actually at Volante Farms in Needham last week, and they were giving out samples of what was called Golden Girl granola, and it's really delicious. I could pronounce all the ingredients, and I was intrigued, so I looked into it. It turns out it was developed by a family in Carlisle in 2007, and now it's sold all over the region, Whole Foods, Roche Brothers, etc. They have a whole bunch of different flavors with organic maple syrup, local raw honey, tropical fruit, coconut and almonds, and even this dark chocolate version, which is really amazing.
Is it sold as loose granola?
Yeah, it's
or
loose.
Okay,
it comes
fine.
In 3-ounce bags, 14-ounce bags, and 12.5-pound bulk boxes.
Wow, so good for cereal in the morning,
right?
Among other things.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. It's called Golden Girl Granola, and you can find it there and elsewhere. Just Google it. And thank you to Matt Robinson of mattsmeals.com, a man with a lot of granola in his back seat, all part of Connoisseur's Corner, WBZ News Radio 1030.